Because I didn't know cotton would live if you set it out. My daddy would get after us by cutting the cotton up in long skips. And whilst I chopped cotton, and I just couldn't help but to cut that cotton up. And he wanted us to leave it about a foot, I guess, a foot and a half apart. And I cut the cotton up. I really didn't know. That's from the beginning, you know, trying to learn how to chop cotton. I cut that cotton up so maybe far from here to that fellow there. And I skip every stalk of it, and then I go back and sit it out.
Did you get in trouble?
I go back. But he thought something was cutting the roots off.
It was a body and worms.
Yeah, he thought he had mold of the worms. Cutting up his cotton and so. Finally, they went to pulling it up, you know, to see when the root always had. They find out we was cutting the cotton up, so he'd get out the spot. But I finally learned how, you know, to chop cotton. Sure, I just chop cotton.
Is there a difference between chopping cotton and to weed it with the hoe?
That's the way you do it. When you chop it, you weed it out with a hoe.
Okay.
And, yeah, well, we call it chopping cotton, but that's all you're doing, weeding it out, you know, getting thinning it out to a certain extent.
Do you have a name for grass, like weeds or something that would grow up in the middle of the cotton? They just weeds?
We just say it was just weeds is what we call it.
Okay. And when you plant cotton, you plant it in the great big
row. It wouldn't be a hill, it would bank like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would it be a cotton patch or would it be
bigger? Big patch, that's right.
Maybe even a field?
Right, a big field.
Were there other things you might plant in patches?
Corn, peanuts, and corn, peanuts, cotton, and most everything you plant on a farm. Whether it was a big one or a small one, you put it in a patch, you know. But cotton was one of the things that you really, you know, but you really planted in a big, huge patch. And I, during my weekend, this weekend, I was in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And in traveling from Columbia, Mississippi to Tupelo, I saw the most cotton I've seen, I believe, since I was a kid.
Huh.
And it was so pretty and white. And looked like it had never been picked. Really, people don't pick cotton, I don't guess, like they used to. They got these cotton pickers now. And they wait until it all opened, and oh, the fields were so pretty. It was so much pretty white cotton.
Isn't it a little late in the season for cotton?
Well, no, it's kind of late if you had to get out there and do it by hand. But you know, since they had these cotton pickers, they let it all open. And then they go in there and pick it. When you did it by hand, you had to go over it three or four times, wherein they don't do it with those cotton pickers.
We're going to talk about fences for a minute.
Okay.
Do you know the kind of fence that someone would probably have around their home? They're usually white, and the little slats are straight and they come up to a point.
Yard?
Mm-hmm. Does picket mean anything to you? Picket fence?
I can't think of his name, but actually it has a name. Maybe picket would sound.
Paling,
there we go.
Okay.
There we go, that's it. I couldn't explain a lot. But I'm very familiar with paling fence because my mother used to, that's the way she used to fix her chicken yard. They never was able to, never had a chance to buy, you know, wire, too much of chicken wire like people do now. She fixed her chicken yard with palings.
Do you have a name for the wire? It's different from chicken wire. It's got little like spurs on it every couple of inches.
Well, we always call that barbed wire.
That's my play. Okay. Can you name any other kind of fences made of wood, maybe that would have been found on the farm?
Well, a lot of people would have what you call a